C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about I Am Legend, written by Richard Matheson, first published by Gold Medal Books in 1954. Today and over the next few weeks, I'll be exploring some speculative fiction classics, but this week it's post-apocalyptic vampires. Now, historians always say you need to go back to your primary sources, and there are a number of speculative fiction classics which I've never read, embarrassingly. I Am Legend was one of those gaps in my knowledge. And as I said, over the next few weeks, I'll be filling in some more gaps and going back to the original source materials rather than relying on the interpretations, reboots, and reimaginings, and see for myself where it all began. So let's start with I Am Legend. I Am Legend is set in 1976 Los Angeles. Richard Neville thinks he's the last remaining human, but he's not alone. The world has been repopulated by vampires. And every night they wait outside his house and call for him to come out so they can drain him of his blood. Neville spends his days trawling through the relics of Los Angeles, scavenging spare parts and food to keep himself alive and keep the vampires out. Once night falls, he barricades himself inside his house with his whiskey and his records, listening to the crowds of vampires outside his door. Neville once had a wife and a daughter, but one day dust storms came, and one by one, people fell sick, until he was the only one left. Now Neville has various theories, but he doesn't quite know why he's immune, and he spends his days reading and experimenting on better ways to get rid of the vampires, beyond garlic, crosses and mirrors. Neville delves into books on bacteriology and acquires a microscope to better understand what he's up against. The vampires in I Am Legend are not your urbane Count Dracula types. They don't seem to be overly intelligent or fast-moving. As long as he keeps his house secure, Neville seems to be able to keep them at bay, as long as he doesn't drink too much, which seems to happen every now and then. Neville's vampires are more like a quintessential zombie, and I Am Legend is credited as an inspiration for George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. I Am Legend follows Neville's daily activities of survival until one day he spots a woman walking around in the daylight. Is he actually alone? He captures her, in a rather disturbing scene, and interrogates her to understand where she's come from. Now, Neville is really torn between his grief and his loneliness, and his determination to survive. He's a dogged character, as you would expect, in order to survive as the last remaining man on Earth, but his sanity really begins to suffer. The story itself is interesting, told in a plain documentary style as he battles to survive and flashes back to his life before. But the true beauty of this book is in the very final chapter, where the reasoning behind the title of the book is revealed. The last chapter, which I don't want to spoil, really takes the story into a mythic realm, exploring the continuation of life and evolution, rather than one man's everyday struggle against vampires. Like Day of the Triffids, this is a post-apocalyptic world, and interestingly set slightly in the future, you know, written in the 50s but set in the 70s, so it combines both science fiction and horror. I'm really glad that I read the original book, because now I can see its fingerprints on so many other creations, and how it's inspired and influenced a lot of different people over the past 60 years. But what is just as interesting is what the interpretations leave out. So if you like apocalypses, vampires, survivalists, whiskey, and classical music, I absolutely recommend I Am Legend. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review today. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com, or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.